This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is February 5th, 2014. Calhoun in the building.
I'm back.
Little post Super Bowl.
Yeah, why not?
Comments. Everybody done did their reviews and now football season over. So not the last, but the best.
Yeah, you listen to the rest like it's the best.
Exactly. The best Super Bowl analysis. Let's start off. I'll let you start.
Let's talk about that teasing piece of shit, Matt Ryan and Peyton Manning clothing. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, I know I was talking with Matt early in the season, and he was like, Matt Ryan is the check down king. Nope. No, he's not. Only Peyton Manning can break a Super Bowl record and lose 43-8.
43-8. Now he tied John Elway, didn't he?
Oh, he broke the record. He broke the record. And then, Thomas broke the receiving record. Yeah. 10 catches. Only Peyton Manning can do that. So, I'm glad Seattle won. What I didn't know is, well, I knew but didn't really pay attention to. Now it's one less team that hasn't won a Super Bowl than the Falcons. Like, it's a group of teams that's never won one.
Yeah, it was most recently New Orleans.
New Orleans and now Seattle. So, way to go, Thomas Dimitroff and Mike Smith. Good job.
We're going to talk about them later on, too.
Beating you to the finish line, you sons of bitches. But as far as the Super Bowl go, the commercial was, I enjoy watching a good defense game.
That wasn't a good defense game. That was a fucking massacre. Like, literally, it was maybe 10 minutes into the first quarter, maybe five minutes left in the first quarter, and you knew Seattle had that game in hand. Like, a lot, like, I looked at the Super Bowl with Double R. Where you looked at the Super Bowl at?
I watched one of my current girlfriend's. All
right. Back to what I was saying. I watched the Super Bowl with Double R. And I tweeted that I think it was like 8 minutes into the first quarter. I said, Seattle's playing at a different level than Denver. And I think that was right before the Cam Chancellor hit.
They were flying. They were flying all over the ball. I think Seattle have now started a trend.
Defense. Mm-hmm.
And that's what should have never left. If you think about it, because even in this offensive era, teams that has defense been the ones that still winning. Again, for San Francisco, always still been the conversation. Now you have Seattle. Baltimore has been in the conversation. I mean, now look at the Panthers. Man, the Falcons has fucked themselves, royally screwed themselves. But, not to get off the subject here, but Pete Carroll and the Juice Squad did it, so you can't be mad about that.
Yeah. So let's go while we're talking about the Super Bowl. And it really isn't much to say. Let's be honest. It was just an ass whipping from top to bottom.
And the commercial wasn't all that impressive. I tell who impressed me. That goddamn
Bruno Mars.
That Asian, Hawaiian, Mexican, black, white motherfucker.
Yeah, he did.
He put on a
real good show.
What would you rate that as far as halftime show? Like, to me,
be honest with you, man, I very rarely like really pay attention to halftime.
Really never watch them because you're just somebody like.
I think I looked at the Michael Jackson one.
I was about to say the Michael Jackson one. Maybe because we're black while we're not watching these.
Yeah, because somebody like they had the Beatles or the Rolling Stones.
I wouldn't watch that boring ass shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, we changed on that.
Because I think we were together doing that
one. Maybe the one with Michael Jackson though. He was all over the.
But Michael Jackson is probably the world's greatest entertainer ever.
Oh right? Man, remember he was coming out with Jumbotrons and stuff. That shit was unbelievable. But after that one, I give it to Bruno.
Bruno and definitely in my lifetime, he definitely in the top three or four.
Somebody,
I thought Beyonce did good the year she brought out CeeLo. I still think Bruno Mars was better.
What year that was?
When it like 3 or 4 years ago?
Okay, and then she just did one in New Orleans last year.
Yeah, not that one.
Okay.
Cause she brought up CeeLo, Madonna, and a couple more people or whatever. I thought she was okay, but I thought Bruno Mars was an A, but I thought this band was an A plus.
And them black boys were getting in the band.
And they were playing it.
And they were getting it.
But they show you exactly why we got so built into us.
Boy, but I seen him on a war show. When I seen him on a war show, they did a Lady Gaga tribute. And he did one of our songs. Man, they were stepping it and was in rhythm.
I didn't even know who Bruno Mars was before the Super Bowl.
No, I knew. Yeah, of course. You knew the song. Yeah, the song with Lil Wayne.
What song with Lil Wayne?
Mirrors. That's him singing.
Oh, I didn't know it.
But I knew it with the tribute to Lady Gaga because she died. And they did one of his songs. And
Lady
I was
Gaga
like,
not dead, is she?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Bitch been dead now for a few years. Bitch OD.
You talking about Winehouse, right?
Bam. Sure is. Amy Winehouse. They both bitches, white bitches look like me. So fuck the old Lady Gaga got next. So anyway, Amy Winehouse. That's what I mean. The dirty huh. And I liked her music, by the way. But they did a tribute and he killed that shit. So I knew who he was, but man, he lit it up. That was the highlight of the Super Bowl, actually. The commercial was a little wet.
Do you have any commercials you like? Because it was two in general I like.
The Radio Shack one, when they brought the 80s back.
Well, that'd be three. That's number three. My number three commercial would be the Radio Shack when you talk about. My number two commercial would be the Muppets commercial with Terry Crews singing. I just thought that was...
Why do you have to take your shirt off?
I don't know.
They were my hating-ass fat man. But how does... It seemed like a kid thing.
Yeah.
He came out with his shirt off. Who idea was this?
Yeah. I thought that was a little... I thought it was a cute little and then my number one was the Butterfinger commercial with Choco, and basically it was like a couple having problems with whatever. One's chocolate, one's peanut butter, and they brought Butterfinger
in. Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
and
yeah.
And
he
just disrespected him.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, that was
pretty good. But as a whole, I missed the Budweiser commercial.
Yeah,
I started watching it like...
Yeah. The game was blah. The commercials were blah. The best thing about the whole experience was Bruno Mars.
I thought Red Hot Chili Peppers was going to do more than they did.
I literally have never heard them a day in my life.
Never heard Red Hot? God damn it, man. You're a real If it ain't Pimp C and UGK, then what the fuck, man?
I told somebody this the other day. If you're not a Southern rapper.
Fuck you.
I probably haven't heard of you.
Nah, don't even say you heard of you. Fuck you.
So you're
not real.
Nah, I can't say salute to people like Snoop, E-40, blah, 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 blah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, but you know, by and large, if you're not a Southern rapper.
I mean, I agree. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. But I know Ray Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, you know, I got a sister who went through a real Oreo phase. So I know the Goo Goo Dolls, and I know Alanis Morissette, and I know Third Eye Blind and shit. You know what I mean? The Ray Hot Chili Peppers. But I thought they were going to do a little more, but. That's enough, I guess, of this Super Bowl bouncing. Cause this is about how interesting the game was. What about New York getting in the 40s, though?
Kudos to the... And from now on, we don't call him Roger Goodell. His name is that Roger Goodell.
I like that.
That Roger Goodell doubled down on the weather and won.
What a motherfucking... How in the hell? Satan gotta be on this man's side. That is amazing. This weather is...
He's doing this being by holding the black man back in the field. Like, so of course, he goes warm with that.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to tell you, that was a real ballsy move. And he made the media look like some schmucks, because that's all they've been talking about the whole time.
I mean, but you kind of got to, though, right? Because nobody really knows the world until
it happened. Which is more so, question. What does this performance do? For Peyton Manning's legacy.
Well, see, that was the next thing. I was going to throw out some people. We're going to talk legacy. Peyton Manning, what does it do to his legacy?
It's a dent. And I'll tell you why. Of course, they do all this. First off, he's known as a player who can't get it done in cold weather. Well, now you have the best circumstances for you. And you come in breaking all kind of offensive records. I think it's a big... In big games... He's one of the worst quarterbacks to have. You want to go regular season? Oh, give me Peyton Manning all day long. Big games? I don't want him. I don't even want him in a big game in a regular season.
I think we talked about this. You said in a big game, you really have... I think you threw out Matt Ryan to Peyton Manning or something like that. You said some real disrespectful stuff about
Matt Ryan's stats speak for himself in a big game.
I wasn't even saying Matt Ryan, but you said some very disrespectful
quarterbacks. I mean, some of these quarterbacks in a big game does come through. Now, I would not have picked Russell Wilson over Peyton Manning. I will now. I'll pick Joe Flacco over him. Joe Flacco last year held Baltimore down.
Peyton Manning held down.
Eli, of course.
I think that. To me, it doesn't do anything for his legacy. We talked about this
I think it does. You're right. We did talk about it. I think it does. I think it solidifies he is one of the game's all-time biggest
flops or whatever.
My God, yes.
Well, I think that the more interesting thing is that I say it doesn't do anything for his legacy because he's taken three coaches to the Super Bowl. Two subpar, one good coach. And
Wait. Oh, he's my John Fox and Caldwell.
Yeah, we're going to get to Fox. Don't worry. He's going to get his time on here. But yeah, he's taking subpar coaches and one good coach to the Super Bowl. So getting there, a lot of everything is getting there.
Coach now.
One is a Hall of Fame coach.
John Dungeon's
a Hall of Fame. One is a Hall of Fame coach. But a lot of that is getting there. And I think that if you got to say, nobody's ever done what he's done to that point. Even get to.
Like I mentioned, if you want to talk about all time regular season quarterback, I think Peyton Manning would be, if he's not one, he's two.
But how can you say all time regular season quarterbacks when, if you say quarterbacks all time, who would be on your list?
Well, my list wouldn't be that good because Dan Marino would be on my list.
And Peyton Manning deserves more than Dan Marino because he has a Super Bowl ring and Dan Marino doesn't.
Nah, he got that Super Bowl ring against Red.
It don't
Brothers,
matter.
The defense.
It don't matter.
Bowl. It was a ring.
It doesn't game. Matter. Nah. How did Eli get his Super Bowls?
What you mean? Defense. He had what clutch play did Peyton make against the Bears in that Super Bowl?
What clutch play did Joe Montana make against John Elway in the 50s?
Hey, well, let's not talk about that now because Joe Montana.
What a clutch play did Russell Wilson make Sunday?
He made a lot of great third down.
Clutch play. Play to determine the game.
It was a lot of time. He didn't turn it over. It was a lot of timely.
Oh, shit, Cal. That's what Peyton Manning did. A lot of timely on the
play. No, he didn't.
The man had been to three Super Bowls. Dan Marino went to one. If nothing else, they had
the rated defensive player of the year in Bob Sanders. They had Dwight Freeney and Mathis and Brackett. No, they had an all-star
you
style.
You said about Brady. When Brady didn't win the Super Bowls, you can say that about them.
You can. But Brady's way more. Let's not do that because Brady's way more clutch.
No, he's not. Because he got better kid.
What? What did that get you this year?
Same thing it normally gets you.
Gotta have talent. They don't have any talent. Gotta have talent. Tom Brady is better than Peyton Manning.
I disagree completely.
Where are legacies, man?
In the postseason.
And what kind of legacy does Peyton Manning have in the postseason?
He has a subpar legacy.
No. Subpar would be average.
Like he's average.
No.
He's 11 and 12 or 12 and 11.
He's below average. He has a loser record in the postseason.
About one game.
I didn't get it. That's all right. Oh, wait, you can lose by 1 point, right?
He has an odd number of games. He had even number of games. It'll be 500.
Boy, he paid man asking.
But I think that the bigger issue in this or the bigger thing is that it solidifies both of our cases on what we think about him. I think that his performance solidifies your case because it says, pay man, it sucks when it really counts. And you can look at this game and say he sucked when it really counts.
His career.
I'm just talking about this game. This game solidified what the career has seen.
Okay.
That he's something to really count. But it, by and large, this season has solidified him. He can get you there. He can. Can't nobody quarterback do what he does.
How great is Joe Johnson? I'm talking about a 7-time also.
Let's not talk about basketball. It's a different.
Wait, hold on. A 7-time all-star.
Has he ever been to a finals?
No.
It's a difference.
Oh, okay. So you want to do that, do you? Okay. Just period. If you want to talk about pressure busting pipes, you want to talk about greatness. Greatness is that level above what everybody else is doing. So you got average, you got good, you got great. You got legends. Hey, man, you can't put in that category. You can't put him with a Joe Montana.
Yeah, a great coach and a great team.
Oh, my God.
Now and a great team.
Hey, man, you don't break.
Jerry Rice. Do we got anybody like Jerry Rice and John Taylor? Roger Craig.
Listen,
Charles Taylor on defense running like. Come on, Calhoun.
You don't break all these offensive records by having scrubs on your team.
Nobody said they were scrubs. I'm just saying.
What happened that was different in the Super Bowl than the regular season? I'll tell you what happened. Big game, Peyton Manning.
I'll tell you what my opinion, results. And this slides to our next person who is on this list of legacy. John Fox.
Oh my God. You gonna put it all on him? Peyton Manning is his own coach. You said yourself that would make him so great, right?
Peyton Manning wasn't the only one not prepared.
John Fox wasn't prepared like that. John Fox was as prepared as Atlanta was in that second. Call John Fox Miracle Scene Reed.
He need to tell. John Fox can't think he was. John Fox came coaching a basketball game in the Super Bowl. He had a zone, a 2-3 zone set up or something like.
He's governing a deal. John Fox says, listen, John Fox.
He has, and we talked about who get most of the blame. Peyton Manning gets 30% of the blame. I think I told you that.
I think John Fox
gets
30.
I think he gets 40. Cause like,
I don't think either one get more than that.
They were outplayed on offense. They were completely outplayed.
There was a lot of plays on defense when they was in the right position. They made the play.
There was a lot of plays where they weren't in right position, and you can't give up a special teams touchdown in the Super Bowl.
You can't give up.
Like that's cardinal sin. I said in the BCS, like that's a cardinal sin.
How do you even kick that ball like that? It was.
That's something that's ordered from a coach.
Yeah, that was order for that was a horrible call.
I think that also let's speak offensively and we can go back to Peyton Manning. But somebody should have had the wherewithal to tell them to quit dumping down those passes. Even Seattle said if they would have tried us deep, they would have probably got Ben Beldum.
Yeah, like Richard Sherman said, everything we schemed for they did. I told y'all.
And that goes back to coaching.
I watched Numbers Never Lie Friday. And they broke down Denver's offense and Seattle defense said Denver's offense is catered to what Seattle does best. Are they going to do anything different? They did absolutely nothing different.
And how John Fox doesn't take any of the fall for that?
Well, because you know what's going to happen when you get a center. Omaha. He's going to change. He's changing. He don't just run the same play.
But at the same point, if you're the head coach, you got to say, look, try this shit, D.
Who's done that? Ain't nobody doing that with Peyton Manning.
That makes a great
you
coach.
You do that with Matt Ryan. You don't do that with Peyton Manning.
That makes a great coach.
Nah, you get Peyton Manning the ball. You do your part. I'm going to just try to handle his defense. And when it's time to do his part, he sucks. I'm telling you.
And John Fox sucks.
John Fox is one of the worst coaches. I don't like John Fox at all.
I think I told you that.
I liked him when he was with the Panthers.
He went 1-15 one year.
Yeah, but he took him to the Super Bowl one year. With Steven Davis there, remember?
Yeah, he like vanilla ice cream. Man.
Yeah, I mean, nothing stick out about him.
Yeah.
How far is he from Mike Smith?
I think they're...
That's the same boat, ain't it? Yeah. That bitch rocking.
Yeah, like, Mike Smith, Peyton Manning can take Mike Smith to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's why he's the best ever. He can take any coach to the Super Bowl.
You talking like he goes every year. He came in 98, right?
Yeah, he went
3 times. God damn, he's talking like he just taking everybody to Super Bowl. So he's been there, what, 15 years? Minus the one for the neck.
He's been there once every 3 or 4 years.
not every 3 or 4 years. Once every 4 years.
He goes, how many people have been to 3 Super Bowls? Who are now beside Brady?
Jim Kelly.
No, who are playing now?
Been to 3? Mm-hmm. No.
Just Brady.
Just Brady. Ben been to 2. Eli's been to 2.
How many is 3?
Yeah, but they came in 04. So they can't see.
Ben won't be going to another one. We can say that.
Oh, we can't say nothing. They're still the AFC. Tom and Peyton's getting old. So, can't say that.
Let me ask you this, because we're going to switch from Denver and talk about Seattle.
Okay.
Nobody else on Denver that's interesting. Maybe Champ Bailey. He looked like shit.
Von Miller, if he starts smoking again, huh?
But if you're a Denver fan, how do you feel? You come away from that Super Bowl feeling what? Besides hurt and dejected, like looking at 2015.
I'm sure it'll be like we need one more piece. They really don't know.
Let's be honest. Like if you looked at the game,
I feel they can get back, and if they get back,
they just had a bad game. Yeah. That's the only thing you can say. That just wasn't our day.
They just went out. It was day that it was. You had a safety on the first play. It was their day. It was in the cards for them. Reality, though, they're fucked if you're a Denver fan.
They're kind of the worst type of fuck, right?
Yeah, because you got high hopes. You got Atlanta Falcons championship, 17 points lead in the fourth quarter hopes. Like, we're going to make it. And you're not going to make it. Denver's not going to do it. And what do you add to that team? Absolutely nothing. I think you work on the defense this year.
I mean, but they had people hurt, so, like, if they had their full defense back,
they had their full defense back, they wouldn't do that. And that's
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of one of them things like, what do you improve?
You improve on defense.
I mean, you're saying that, but who go? What would you improve on? I guess let me ask you that. Like, because in that game, they were just, their ass was kicked from top to bottom. So it's like,
Seattle was a much better team all the way around, especially in all three facets of the game.
Now, I will say this. I think if they played again, Seattle may win 7 of them, but they wouldn't beat them like that. That may have been the only time they played 10 times Seattle would beat them like that.
Like adjustment. Now, unless they
Seattle would beat them. Now, don't get me wrong. The game in the NFL, 2 touchdowns is considered a blowout, right? Like, 3 touchdowns is considered
3
a blowout.
3 by far, yeah.
They may beat them by 17. You know what I'm saying? Consistently 14-17.
Yeah, they're
going to be the 35.
If it was the same kind of team, yes, they would.
It wouldn't be no 35. It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be 35.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'd be an easy 20. And I'll tell you why. Because Peyton Manning been playing the same way for the last couple of years.
Is it time for him to retire?
No. You still got him. It's time for them to win like Seattle just won on defense. And that's very hard to do. You're going to face 2 teams pretty much coming out of the NFC. With maybe a couple that's possible. You're going to face Seattle or San Francisco right now. And you got a wild card in Green Bay. And depending on what Cam do.
I still say New Orleans is a wild card.
I don't think so. Because teams like New Orleans and Atlanta went the wrong route. And it's time to reshuffle and redo.
Atlanta's fucked. But New Orleans, I mean, if you look at New Orleans, You gotta realize that what type of team you are. They're a team that has to have home field advantage.
I'm gonna say it like this.
And let me come back and say, the game that they lost to Seattle, they weren't completely out of Seattle. Don't score like 17 points.
Okay, well, on the flip side, they lost to Seattle and they were 7-9. They're gonna lose.
But that you can't compare different. You can't compare.
Here's the bottom line. Just about, if you got $100 million quarterback on your roster, you almost fucked.
That's what
this day and age coming up. Because you don't have enough money to allocate.
And thank who the idiots to be the last in the pool with the $100 million quarterback.
Dallas too. And Detroit. Atlanta. What you talking about?
Yes, Dallas and Atlanta were the last two in the pool.
Oh, Detroit fuck too. They got a $100 million quarterback and a $100 million receiver. It's done. They're over. But they worked their way through the draft miraculously.
They draft really well.
And that's the difference between everybody who we naming and us. Atlanta draft like pure horseshit. I don't trust him, Dimitrov. We need to get a petition signed. Please get Dimitrov out of town.
I think one of the biggest mistakes in this room and around the world that they're trying to trade up to get Clowney.
That would be the dumbest shit to do. Again, that would be another dumb draft to do. Not because Clowney isn't good, but because we cannot afford to trade away draft picks, seeing that how we're cap restricted. We can't do it. We got
to
build.
We need to build. We need to add draft
picks. We need to add draft picks. That's why you the dumb fuck, excuse me, to win those 2 games at the end. Why are you beating Buffalo? And why are you right here celebrating beating Washington? Smack Shanahan sure got to lose a game. 26-27-28. Go for it on a 2-point conversion. We're not going to get it. And they don't even have their first pick. But guess what they're going to have? A high second round pick. He didn't show you that. Plus, he was trying to screw over Daniel Snyder.
He did a good job with it.
Great job. And kept his money. But I think that's what's stupid. That's what's stupid. Why was Matt Ryan even playing in them last couple of games? We're playing for pride. You're an idiot, then. You should be playing for a draft pick to change around your season.
Because the Falcons, I think what Seattle showed you, and Seattle played a basic vanilla coverage. Basic vanilla coverage. They didn't play any
exotic blitzes.
They rushed for. They were just flying to the ball. They really were just cheating. Not cheating in a literal sense. Right. They were doing illegal play. Just, hey, we're going to jump short shit. And they never tried them deep.
I'm going to tell you one thing about it. I seen from the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl, that front four is a must in this league right now. Even if you don't have the greatest cornerbacks, if you got enough pressure and you playing bump and run, or you playing like 5 off, where you can jump the ball and let that quarterback shuffle his feet, make bad throws, you'll make the average cornerback look great. And right now, what's our front four? Newman Yora, Corey Bierman, please. Babineau, okay. And then we got a mixture of Peters and what's the other fat fuck who come off the bench who ain't shit?
Parajerry
and Peters. That was him. But Parajerry's always hurt. And we wasted a first round pick on him.
We talked about them. We haven't even given Seattle enough head. First, they deserve every piece of head they get. They came out there and kicked ass. I haven't seen a dismantling like that in an important game.
Shit, you seen it all during the '80s, nineties.
I was gonna say Samuel a very long time. Hat to I was gonna say a very long time.
John Neville was.
But you gotta think the big man. Difference between them is that all those teams were underdogs. Peyton Manning came in as the favorite.
Was it?
They were the favorite. They were two and a half favorite. And just real quickly, we're not gonna break down gambling. If you're gonna gamble, the point isn't to bet with the public. The point is to go with Vegas. So the reason they're sending the line at Vegas at 2.5 is because everybody's gonna take Peyton Manning. If everybody's going to the left, you want to go to the right.
Did you think they was gonna win?
Who?
Yeah.
Denver.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna win, but if I was betting, you gotta bet Seattle because
I thought Seattle was gonna win. We've talked about it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's what I always said. Defense win games. I thought Seattle was gonna win.
The game played the complete opposite is what I said. Check it out on part two of the Mega Super Bowl preview. I thought Denver was going to have a fast start and Seattle would be fucked trying to play catch up ball. Flipped around. Seattle had a fast start and Denver was fucked trying to play catch up ball.
Seattle got a team full of dogs. Them and so does San Francisco and so does the Panthers. If you look at Cincinnati got some dogs.
I think Cincinnati and the Panthers have the same problem.
Quarterback
play and play call. So, there isn't the correct synergy in the two. You know what I'm saying? Because Carolina labors to score 17 points. Cincinnati labors to score.
The moon got to be right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Even with a great defense, that puts a lot of pressure on them to keep
the team. Turning the ball on.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't put them in the best position. But I think if you get Cam another wide receiver to go with Steve Smith, and I would upgrade that offensive play call.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing with Andy Dalton. Of course, they don't need a receiver. Of course, Andy Dalton is as good as Cam, but I just think that they need a better play call.
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier. I don't believe in Marvin Lewis. Yeah. I don't like him. I'm going to tell you who else you need to look out for. Your team, Detroit. To be honest with you, even with that, their money being allocated so much on the offensive side of the ball, they got a hell of a team.
They've drafted them
and Tampa Bay have drafted hella, hella good. So it's just about getting them pieces together. But as of now, the teams with the coaching, and both of them come from college ranks, is San Francisco and Seattle. Because they have the motivation, they have the fire, and their team take on their responsibility, their personalities.
So let's say this then. Let's go to Seattle, and then we're going to probably do some projections for 2015. Legacy wise, what does this do for Russell Wilson legacy?
Never. Because he wasn't even the focus of that Super Bowl win. He wasn't even the MVP.
He didn't deserve to be the MVP. No. During the game, now, keep it 100. Because I asked Double R this question maybe in the third quarter. I said, who's the MVP of the game? I think after Percy Harvin returned that kick, I said, it's pretty much over. I said, who would be the MVP of the game? I was like, you can't give it to the Legion of Boom as a group. Richard Sherman didn't deserve it.
If you couldn't give it to, the defense, because the defense won that game.
Yeah, you couldn't. You have to give it to an individual, right?
You give it to that guy who got the fumble recovery and the pick six.
I thought it was, in retrospect, during the game, I said it was between Percy Harvin and him. I said there's no way they can give it to him over Percy Harvin. Because Percy Harvin had a touchdown. He's a more known name. The only electric plays pretty much came from Percy Harvin. They may have had one or two electric plays.
I think they got right because they gave it to a defense.
And the game with defense was
and so. Just defense.
I can understand it.
So I think they got right. Just like when last year, I didn't think Joe Flacco should have got it. I thought Jacoby Jones should have got it.
And Percy Harvin had a Jacoby Jones.
Yeah, he had a Jacoby Jones type of game. So I wasn't mad with who they gave it.
All right, so let me ask you this. Percy Harvin, what does this do for his legacy?
Nothing. For one, he need to keep his muck ass on the field. Well, he played, what, two games? He came back one game, got hurt, came back in the playoff, got hurt, then he played this one. So three?
Yeah. All right, what about the Legion of Boom? What does it do to their legacy?
It just boosts them up even more. Like, now people are going to be talking about them years later. Like, were they the greatest defensive secondary ever? No, they wasn't. But people are going to talk about them like they were. Shit, I don't think they're better than 91 Birds, if you ask me. Michael Hayes, Scott Case, Dion. Michael Hayes was on
offense, you mean.
Tim McKay. Yeah, no, I mean.
Brian George, Scott Case.
Hey, them four was ready now. Yo. They were too legit to quit.
Alright, so what about the Super Bowl MVP, Malcolm Smith? Does this do anything to his legacy?
No.
He just goes back to being an unknown for the most part. Alright.
He might get a little money, but he's not gonna.
What about Pete Carroll?
Oh, it makes, he's about to be a god. Don't let him go to one more. Oh my. This makes him very. Pete Carroll's a cheater, man. He cheated with USC and he cheated here. Come on, man. That's why you need a cheating, unethical lowdown. And run your team. Can't have no nice guy.
What's Mike Smith?
A nice guy. For one, we should not even went to Jacksonville to go get that. You shouldn't even go to Jacksonville to use the toilet. And we went and got our head coach, and then that son of a bitch brought in an offensive coordinator.
But ain't Dirk Carter gone? Yeah, he took a job at Boise State.
No, he didn't. He took a job. Only thing we brought in was Mike Tyson and Cox. No, we still got him.
All right. So, Pete Carroll legacy just grows, right? We can agree on that.
He's a great coach. He got a great staff. His preparation is, he prepared for Peyton Manning like he was cheating off his test. And no telling what's going to come out later. But it looked like he was the black kid in the back looking over the shoulder of an Asian kid on a math quiz. It looked like he just copied all his answers. And aced it. You can't. Some of the best coaching in the world. I think when it's all said and done, he could be up there with your Bill Belichick and your Sean Payton's. Look what he just took to the Super Bowl and won. And then the year before that, he got close. He was just the game with the Falcons. He took a team of 7th rounders, 5th rounders, 4th rounders, a 3rd round quarterback. Look what he just took. Marshawn Lynch, who was full of problems. Russell Wilson, who's a 3rd rounder. The MVP is a 7th rounder. I mean, look, Richard Sherman is a 3rd rounder? And what an eye for talent.
I mean, that's what you salute, the eye for talent, right?
What an eye, but then the coaching. Yeah. You got to put him in the right system.
Yeah.
He don't have, Russell Wilson don't run that shit like Kaepernick and Cam. He don't run like a read option.
You run a basic offense.
You run an offense. Yeah. They run an old school offense. Run the ball, play D. That's what they run. All
right, so let's go on and end that and just say Seattle gets. I think we both agree Seattle gets the Lewinsky Award.
Oh, my fault.
Who gets your USUC Award?
Peyton Manning.
I give it to John Fox. But I give it to Denver as a whole. The whole organization deserves from the equipment guy to. Didn't nobody come to play that game.
The towel boy, the water boy.
Yeah, he didn't even bring out a water cold enough.
The Gatorade wasn't orange enough.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They just didn't come to play. Let's go on and do something different. Let's go on and just have a little fun. Mm-hmm. Let's make some 2015 predictions.
I'm not going to go with the trend to be catching them all and be like, Seattle's going back. Even though they
Can you say who your playoff team?
We couldn't say this shit this far. We haven't seen the draft, free agent, nothing.
This is the fun part of it.
I mean, the AFC sucks. I think Texans come back. I think Texans are back in the mix. I think Denver's back in the mix.
Okay, you say Texans. Say it
Texans,
again.
I think Denver. I think the Colts. I think the Patriots. I think Cincinnati. I think San Diego. I think Pittsburgh.
What about Kansas City?
I think they were lightning in the pan. I don't believe in Andy Reid, but yeah, you're right. Kansas City probably will be there. So,
if you had to pick six playoff teams, what six would you pick right now? Gun to your head from the AFC.
Pittsburgh, the Bengals, New England, the Colts.
And Denver.
And Denver. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll pick the Texans.
Six. Alright. Out of those, who goes to the Super Bowl?
That's a real shitty. Probably Denver. I would say.
Denver.
Well, if the Patriots healthy this year, I think they would get more fight.
That was a gangster kill. Denver could have beat them by 30 that game.
Probably Denver. Young calling Denver.
All right, what about
the new Jim Kelly?
What about NLC? Well, at least he got one.
At least he got one. I think the Saints and the Panthers. I think
Seattle and San Francisco.
By far. I think Green Bay and Chicago.
Can't beat that six right there without anybody from the East.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that six already?
Yeah.
Ooh, they stacked then. Okay. The East, I think, coming out is the Giants.
So take out Chicago and put in the Giants. Mm-hmm. Who makes it to the Super Bowl out of that?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Grab your nuts and say one.
All right, San Francisco.
Who wins the Super Bowl? Denver or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
So it's a game bang on Denver.
Let's get it. Who you got?
ALC, going with the Patriots. I'm going with Cincinnati. Going with Denver. Going with the Colts. That's four, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think my wild card teams are going to be the Chargers. I like
Philip Rivers.
I'm not a big. I think they did some good things, you know. So I say the Chargers will be. And to be honest, I'm looking at the ALC East for my sixth seed. Either the Jets or Buffalo.
What is with you in that song, Rats of Bed? I wouldn't go in that.
That's what I'm going. I'm gonna say the Jets. I'm gonna say Rex Ryan gets in the playoffs.
Now come on, man. Okay.
That's my six.
I would have put Kansas City in that six before I would have put Rex.
I think that they were a flash in the pan. I mean, you gotta think Redstone was the last week away from making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So
you believe in Rex and Geno?
I believe in Rex more than I want to admit.
I guess so.
Just like you loving the girl, loving the freak more than you want the boys to know.
You don't want to know that. All right, who you got?
Out of that.
In the NFC here. Well, who you got going?
I think you got to go with Denver again. I mean, it's like
it's real weak in the
NFC. Yeah, look. Like, I don't see anything the Patriots can do that leaps them even with Denver right now. Or leaps them above Denver. The best they can do is be even with them. That's my opinion. In the ALC, the NFC, excuse me. I'm going to buy Romo again and say Dallas.
You trying to say Dallas?
No, actually, I disagree. I'm going to go with Nick Foles. I think Nick Foles is them going.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about Nick.
I'm going to go with Nick Foles and Philly out the East.
I was still thinking Michael Vick.
Out the West, I'm going to go with San Francisco, and I'm going to go with Arizona.
So, Seattle's not even going to make it.
I don't think
Seattle. See, these are the kind of picks that you make that just takes your football fanhood and credibility away.
I might see. Let me finish. I said San Francisco and Seattle. In Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans going to make it from my division.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Detroit from their division.
Okay. How many is that?
That's five.
Okay.
I think Seattle I think three teams from one division.
Okay. That ain't bad because the Cardinals almost made it. They went. What did they go? 10-6 or 11-5?
One of the two.
Yeah, so that ain't bad.
They had the curse of playing in the division with the other two, right?
They really did, because they would have won in the last. They would've. But the NFC is strong.
Yeah. So.
So who you got coming out of the NFC?
Before I say that, I don't have Cam Newton going this year just because I said earlier it's such a labor for them to score. I think people think Cam Newton have turned the corner with one good year.
I don't think they turned the corner.
And it's you never can really tell those things after 1 year, right? So.
But. Offense is different from defense. For instance, defense is pretty much solidified, and they're going to get you wins. And their defense is good enough to get wins. Now, it's who's going to get poached from what team? Who's going to get a contract here? Who's going to get traded? Who's going to leave in free agency? Because I think they got, Haynes is up or somebody on their line is up. And they got the kind of defense you don't want nobody to go.
I still say offense is what's gonna hurt them at the end. Whether they make the playoffs or not, offense is gonna be their kryptonite.
You don't think Cam turned the corner?
I say it's not just Cam, it's Cam lack of play calls and playmakers. Like Steve Smith maybe hurt, maybe not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they get in the draft and they draft them.
If they draft them, you know what I'm saying? Like
they
just need a play market.
They need to get one.
Yeah. And so that's why I sit with him like I think a lot of his success is around who's around him. And I don't mean everybody, I just mean the offensive coordinator and the receiver. So, that's why I say they're out right now. I think out of everybody in the playoffs, I'm gonna go with New Orleans. I think New Orleans is gonna go to the Super Bowl.
You know, be a fucking Falcon fan. You sure it'll be on New Orleans' dick a lot.
Think we say coaching. I think Sean Payne's a great coach.
They don't have enough to me. And they don't. I think their bark is bigger than their bite.
Man, you could say that. I'm not. Trust me. You could say any of the other teams and be good, but I just feel like if you catch them in that dome.
You're still enamored with this offensive juggernaut that offense can win Super Bowls. And that's not the case. Even in the offensive wins, like your Green Bay and all
that. But you got to say, New Orleans had like a top 12 defense.
Exactly.
So, I just feel like New Orleans is one of those teams that at home they can beat anybody. On the road they can lose to anybody. So Peyton in New Orleans.
I think Peyton. Well, it's a big game though.
I'm gonna go with Peyton.
I'm going with Drew Brees if Peyton meet New Orleans in the Super Bowl, I'm going with Drew Brees.
Again, these are just early round projections.
We're not counting this. Don't even count this, asshole. I know some of you listening like, wait to the, no, you have to wait to the season to get our real.
Yeah, we really
just wrapping up the football season.
Thank y'all for listening. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher. Check out our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.